Now we say Merry Christmas here. I don't like to be too PC, so I don't want to say Happy Holidays. I want to say Merry Christmas because it's got the name of Christ in it and it's His birthday. It's His celebration because Christ Mass means the celebration of Christ. So it's, you know, when you're writing it, don't be lazy. Don't put X. He's not the X-Man. He's Jesus Christ. Put His name in it. It's His birthday. And like somebody said, if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, God would have given us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So God sent us a savior. And this first Christmas, the world received the best gift of all, the gift of a Savior, Jesus Christ. And Jesus is what every person on this planet needs for Christmas, if you haven't already got Him living in your heart. He is the gift we all need, more than any other gift. Forget the socks, jocks, and chocks. We need Jesus. He's all we need, more than that pair of fluffy dice for the rear vision mirror of your car. We need Jesus. More than your next Christmas mince pie, you and I need Jesus. Because He is the only one who can forgive us and give eternal life. And I'm just going to read a little bit of the Bible to you tonight, the Christmas story. And I'm picking it up in the Gospel of Luke in the New Testament, chapter 2, verse 4. There'd been a census. Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. How awesome is that? The first Christmas. So Jesus came down from heaven to earth at the first Christmas, and He did it to bring us eternal life. And what actually happened that first Christmas was God took off His mask and He revealed Himself to us through Jesus, who came as a little baby. So God allowed us to see Him as He really is. The Bible calls Jesus the image of the invisible God. So when we see Jesus, we see God. And He is the one who loves us, who brings healing and forgiveness and sets us free. When we come to know Jesus, we come to know God Almighty, creator of the universe. And that first Christmas, God came seeking us. He gave us Jesus so we could be in right relationship with God. Yes. So now we in turn can seek Him. The good news is God Almighty is seeking you out today. And I invited Jesus into my life when I was almost 19. I was a party girl. I was drinking every day. I was doing all of the wrong stuff. I was getting off my face in the weekends. But then when I met Jesus, I came alive. And man, I haven't had a drink in 31 years. I don't need the booze anymore because I've got something better now. And He gives me hope and life every day. Plus, I have eternal life to look forward to. Because this life here on earth is not all that there is. There is more. And I know when I die, it's not the end, it's just the beginning. This is a great hope to have. That you'll live in heaven forever with Jesus for all eternity. And you can actually know this life, this eternal life. You can know it for sure. Not only just have a feeble hope that, oh, I hope I'll get to heaven. I hope I'll make it one day. I hope so. I'm talking about knowing that you will. And it's not about doing good deeds or trying to build up brownie points with God. None of us could ever be good enough to get up to God's perfect, pure standards. None of us could ever be holy enough to dwell in heaven with God because we're all fallen. We're all broken sinners. We've all gone our own way instead of walking God's ways. We've all told at least one lie. And we're actually born like this with a dark side. And this dark side, it's come right down through the whole human race from Adam and Eve. You can even see it in cute little kids. This inclination toward the dark side. And all the parents said, yes, I know. So we don't have to teach our kids how to be naughty. I didn't have to teach my kids that. It just came naturally to them. Because we've all been separated from God. We've all gone our own way. And this was a big problem for God because He loves us and He wanted us to be with Him in heaven forever. So He made a remedy. He came down to earth. He came down to save us, to take our sins away by taking them all on Himself. And He did this when He died on the cross, which we saw in the video. No one else ever took our place and died for us. No one else has ever paid this price for us. Buddha didn't die on a cross for you. Neither did Krishna or Muhammad or even the Dalai Lama. Only Jesus Christ took our place when He died on a cross. And the good news is He didn't stay dead. Yes. He came alive again 3 days later. He bounced back, resurrected. He is alive forevermore. And Jesus is the only way to God because He is the only one who became our Savior. You know, all other religions involve us trying to be good enough to get up to God. But only in Christianity did God come down to mankind. We could never get up to Him. He came down to us. Jesus took a huge hit for us. He was willing to die for us so that we could live with Him in heaven forever. And that is why Jesus came to earth at Christmas time, to grow up and go to the cross for us. He came to make a way for us once and for all so we don't have to be separated from God anymore. And I want to tell you, you don't have to be alone anymore. Because Jesus loves you and He wants to be your best friend. He came to reconcile people to God. And He's coming back again one day soon in the clouds. Not as a baby this time, but as the ruling King of the universe. He's coming back to take all those of us who love Him back home to heaven with Him. Man, you don't want to miss out. That is going to be one wild ride. We each need to ask Jesus to forgive us of our sins and be the boss of our life. Do you know it's so easy to ask Jesus to come into your life? The Bible says just call on the name of the Lord and you'll be saved. And I want to pray with you right now before we sing another carol. So I'm going to pray with you. And if you want, I'll say a line and you can repeat a line after me if you'd like to. That might be easier. Dear Jesus, I come to you a sinner. I thank you died for me on the cross at Calvary. I thank you love me. I thank you paid the price for me. I invite you into my life to be the boss of my life, to be in the driver's seat. I renounce my old ways. I renounce the devil. I choose to follow you, Jesus, all the days of my life. I love you. Amen. Give God some praise. He's so good to us. He's so good to us.